see something in your life. I want you to know you might as well forget about going to heaven if you're a cigarette smoker. You won't make it.
Hey there, cats, kittens. It's fucking beautiful out. I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio here at, yeah, you know it, halfguarded.com. Walking for the next 15 minutes as I go to the train and talking to you. Because what else am I going to do? I'll throw the show up. You guys have 15 minutes of audio to listen to. You're happy. I'm happy. Crazy people look at me like I'm extra crazy. Homeless people give me money. Day one off the... I'm off the sauce. Yeah. Which, you know, shouldn't have been too difficult because, you know, all I've done is woke up and go to work. So if I couldn't not drink then, but yeah, the boozing that I got, it was just too much. Gotta clean myself out. I destroyed, I think, a lot of stuff. But yeah, just talk about the news of the day a little bit here and there. Nothing major's come out. Other than, you know, it is fight week. We have some nice pieces up. We already got at least one good one. We've got, I got an idea for something. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be good. Or it's going to be not good. I don't care. What do you care? You're not paying for this. You should. But you're not. But now, today's news, it's all about... I think the kids these days say throw in shade. And today was all about some of that shade. Uriah Faber comes out and just flat out says Dominic Cruz uses drugs. Like, it's amazing. Like, he came just shy of actually saying those words. He's like, look at him now, look at him then, his body keeps changing, now he's soft, all these things, and I'm like, holy crap. Like, he went at him hard, to the point where I'm like, geez, you're right, are you pissing your cereal or something? So, yeah, just watch, it'll be Faber that gets busted. So, yeah, I mean, that was a, like I said, that was really something else. I almost got run over by a bunch of people. Elsewhere in the world, George St. Pierre is talking more and more about coming back. He said, you know, there were two things. He wanted to train to see if his body could handle a training camp. And then he brought up, yes, oh yes, everyone's most amazing favorite failure of corporate synergy of all time, Reebok. Because he said, basically, wasn't here last time when that was around, and that's costing me money, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah. Oops. This fucking Reebok thing, nothing. I mean, what a disaster, disaster. Like, I will say, the other day, the show from Tampa, I guess the one that I didn't preview, but could talk about a little bit now, but who cares? I was watching it at one point, and I'm sure it's because I was wasted, but I kind of looked at the guys fighting and I go, you know, there is something to be said for uniformity. Like, it did look cleaner. It didn't look as low rent. I'm not sitting there watching a guy go for a takedown with word Condom Depot written on his ass, or like ball butter or whatever the hell they were selling sometimes. Like, yeah, having big league sponsorships or even just nothing helps. But on the other hand, like, what's the most popular spectator sport in the United States? It's NASCAR. And those people are just like walking billboards. They make Europe look like pussies for the amount of ads that they have on. Like, they're just covered head to toe. And that's fine. It costs a lot of money to race cars, I guess. I don't know. And, you know, sorry, guys, but, you know, that's what MMA is. Does it suck? Yeah. Does it look better to have Reebok on the guy's shorts? Yes. Compared to, again, Condom Depot or one of the gun ranges or some shit did that. It's kind of like, oh, my gosh. for years, Nick Diaz always had his local Chevy dealer. Like, not even like Chevy. Like, I imagine it's just some dude down the street that hooked him up with a free leased car or something. Beats me. So, yeah. I mean, it would be funny because, let's face it, GSP say he wants to return. Timing-wise, all of a sudden you do. Madison Square Garden, George St. Pierre's first fight back, Ronda Rousey returns. That's 2 million buys minimum. Not even close. That's roughly $50 million to the UFC, another $50 million to the cable companies, and that's just from that. You jack those prices up, MSG, I bet they do a $12 to $15 million gate. You take GSP out of that, maybe you lose. I don't want to say you lose half of it, but even if you do lose, I mean, look how much money that would be. Yeah, that Reebok thing sure is fucking working. But what's the point? Beating a dead horse at this? Yeah, it is what it is. Nothing can be done. I guess all they can do is be like, all right, you know, Reebok baby, we'll give you a lot of money or something. I don't know. And I'm actually moving a little better than I have in the past. Still, the other thing of note that made me laugh and laugh is Mr. Model Student, Model Role Model himself, Johnny Jones. Yes, he's fighting this weekend against Ovince St. Preux. And if you'd had the Cormier fight, that would be bigger. Because I looked up and down this card, and I'm just blown away. This is an awesome card. You have Carlos Esparza fighting. You have both Pettis brothers. I mean, seriously, if you have a pulse, then you have to love the idea of Anthony Pettis and Edson Barboza. Like, I'm just going to make whoever I'm watching it with, I'm just going to say, don't make eye contact with me for the next 30 seconds. Because I need 10 seconds to clean up. Like, just, you know, leave me alone. And Henry Cejudo and Mighty Mouse, I don't know. Like, that's interesting. I think that Mighty Mouse is really, really going to smoke him. It's like, Cejudo's good, but he's traditional good. And Mighty Mouse is, you know, different generation. And, oh, I know, Cejudo wrestles. There's a train. I know, no one can hear me. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, in pure wrestling, Cejudo can take Mighty Mouse, sure. But we've seen this happen before, and Mighty Mouse has this most amazing entries when it comes to his takedowns. And his striking is on a different level. I think his overall game is. Cejudo has to basically reign a couture and I think to have a shot, and good luck. He's not Mighty Mouse. I don't think he's as good an athlete. I mean, like, it's true. Anyways, but we'll preview the show. I think I'm gonna have a in-studio, yeah, that's right, in-studio deal probably Thursday. Really getting to the ins and outs of it. I have no idea what day it is. I just realized it's Monday. But, John Jones, talking to, I think it's Hannah Storm or whatever, one of them from ESPN. You gotta go to the site. You gotta go to halfcarded.com right now. Check it out. He comes out and says, Daniel Cormier is not injured. He's faking it. He's a wimp. He's a coward. I mentally own him in all ways in life. He is afraid to fight me in New York because he's a loser. And he has a loser mentality. And because of that, he'll never be champion. And I'm so great and amazing and so on and so forth. It's just the most John Jones-ish thing I've ever fucking heard. It's just awesome. He's so arrogant. And yet I laughed my ass off at all, but oh man, what a fucking personality he is. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. I want more. I need more. I crave it. Only in 10 minutes. One shit ass update. Yeah. But yeah, it's so great. Let me see what Oh, BJ Penn says that Greg Jackson will decide when he fights for the title or some crap like that. I guess, you know, Jackson being Jackson is stupid. He had like a list of guys that he thought would be good matchups for BJ as Penn returns. And then BJ just made the fight with Seaver, even without Dana, just with Dana. Jackson wasn't like involved. But then Jackson's like, no, that's fine. He would have been on my list. Whatever. I do hope that this is I don't know. It's BJ Penn. What the hell do you want? Giant excuse every time. And I'm a guy that loves him. I think he's amazing. One of my favorite fighters ever. But, you know, boy who cried wolf, basically. It's like, you know, him and Veer. We all know the deal. Of course, the funny thing about the boy who cried wolf, in the end, he's right. Like, yes, the moral of the story is don't lie. But why? Because eventually that wolf shows up and eats you. BJ Penn cries wolf all the time of, I'm training, I'm in great shape, stuff like that. And we all roll our eyes and move on in life. But again, it could happen. And we've seen it happen before for periods of time. When he had his run at lightweight, he was awesome. He was on a different level than all of them. He arguably beat Frankie Edgar in their first fight. Second fight, probably not, but the first one, it was close. Good fight. Not taking anything away from Frankie. Frankie's a disaster matchup. But, you know, I mean, Penn arguably beat him. He's like, and he was just walking away. And now we saw what happened. He basically, who knows? I'm curious to see. And some of it's because, yes, Greg Jackson's a magician and shit like that. I think a lot of it's also Jackson gets people from scratch and kind of teaches them his style.
Please send me off a 60-cent minute.
And homeless guy just asked for 60 cents. Not a dollar, or whatever, 60 cents. Like, what the fuck? Where do you get that money? Alright. But, I would hope with BJ, you know, training Greg Jackson's, maybe it really is as simple as he's in an environment where he's not in control, and if he just listens and does what everybody else tells him to, if he could prepare physically, then we can see him do something amazing. I don't think nor should we expect some styles to change. There shouldn't be one. In so many respects, BJ Penn has a perfect style. He can outbox almost anyone when he's on. He has incredible power, great wrestling both ways, and particularly his top game jiu-jitsu is otherworldly. He has stalled in his overall jiu-jitsu development, which I say, and I mean it too. It's like, he's obviously always been a wonder kid, and he always will be great, and he has a crazy dexterity and shit like that, we know. But I don't think he ever had to press it. Never went through meat grinder sessions where, you know, he'd been there with guys who are just way better than him. I mean, maybe he does. But I think, especially, you know, in MMA, he's so many things he can do, and just throw those legs up, it's like, shit, it almost works. But it's always almost. For a guy with his overall gifts, technically, mentally, physically, he should have tapped out more guys, particularly from guard. I can't even think of a real major submission victory he has from guard. You know, he's done crazy shit. The stuff with Matt Hughes and all that. May have had one of his early fights from there. He basically tapped out Jens Pulver, but it got away. Just another BJ Penn. Oops. I cried wolf. But yeah, I don't know. That's it. That's what I got. I'm walking to the station now. I gotta go buy some deodorant. I'm fine now. Anyways, we'll be back. I'll talk to you soon. Because that's what I do. Because I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Fucking Radio on halfcarded.com. And you love it. Bye.